though I think that there's some kind of a, maybe it's a kind of a limitation that those of us who are strong individualists. Now, you know, I am part of a religious community. I am part of a Quaker meeting where we do sit in the circle and where we don't have someone above someone else. And we believe that the light is universal, all of those things. And we live it out. And so it's one of the least hierarchical of anything I've experienced, which is one of the reasons I can comfortably sit in that circle. But still, I'm left with this question with so many of us who are on the liberal, progressive, left, whatever you call it. Who's got your back? Who can you pull arm in arm with? I think the unions made a really positive difference for this country in so many ways because they linked arms and worked together strongly. Really, I'm going to die for you. We may be very different, but we're going to go all the way. Who's got your back, Janet? Who do you perceive as that kind of cohesive force that you can depend on? Or do we give that up because of our individualistic orientation?
No, we don't give that up. First of all, I have my back. And secondly, I do participate in communities like the book groups I was talking about, and they have my back. And my family has my back. I mean, I have all kinds of communities that I participate in. So I don't feel alone because I don't belong to a religious organization. But I don't feel fearful either. I think I'm a part of many communities in this world.